All right, so there's it looks like there's quite a bit to do today in terms of what's written on the procedure. And since I haven't done this course before, I'm not sure exactly how long it'll take. So I don't want to talk too long before letting you loose. But have you talked at all about redox reactions in lecture yet? Okay. Let me just say a couple things about that. The rest of it, I think, is more understandable just from reading it, but you might be a little confused about redox reactions. First of all, redox is shorthand for what? Reduction and oxidation, or oxidation and reduction reactions, and they go hand in hand. You can't have reduction without oxidation, because electrons aren't destroyed in chemical reactions, they're just rearranged, right? Therefore, if something loses electrons, something else gains those electrons. That's why they always go hand in hand. So a redox reaction is one in which electrons leave some atom and get added to another atom. Confusingly, the word reduce in just common usage means to get smaller, right, or to lose. But reduction chemically is the gain of electrons. So don't be confused by that. And I think probably the best way of making sense of this is to think about charges. Each electron has a negative charge. So if you take on an additional electron, your charge is being reduced numerically. So think of it that way. Oxidation is just the opposite. It's the loss of electrons. So not all chemical reactions are redox reactions, as the procedure explains, but many are. It's in a very important class of chemical reactions. And I'm assuming since you haven't talked about redox reactions, you haven't talked about oxidation numbers and assigning oxidation numbers to atoms within a chemical reaction. So the rules are given in the procedure, and just strictly adhere to those rules, but it might not make complete sense to you right away. So let me just use an example reaction. The combustion of methane is a redox reaction. What is methane? CH4, right. It's the simplest alkane, the simplest hydrocarbon. CH4, and since it's combustion, that means we're combining it with oxygen. That's what combustion reactions are. A fuel and oxygen become carbon dioxide and water. To balance this, you're going to have a couple waters on the right side and a couple oxygen molecules on the left. That is balanced, right? One carbon, four oxygens. Yes, it's balanced. Four hydrogens. Now, usually when you're assigning oxidation numbers, it's easiest to just look for the hydrogens and the oxygens first, because the rules involving them are pretty high up in the list, and therefore they take precedence. So oxygen, unless it's in a peroxide, which it usually isn't, oxygen is always going to be negative 2. But you have to remember that this is a per atom basis. So if we write the oxidation numbers of each atom up here, it would be negative 2 for this oxygen. But there are... Oh, I'm sorry. It would be 0 for this one, because this is pure oxygen. An even higher rule beyond the oxygen is negative 2 rule is that anything that is a complete molecule adds up to 0, and an element in its pure state is always 0. This is oxygen as an element, right? It's not part of a compound. So it's 0. But this oxygen that's in carbon dioxide is negative 2 for each of the oxygens. Carbon dioxide is a complete molecule, so it has to add up its oxidation numbers to 0. But since there are 2 oxygens, that means there's a total of negative 4 that needs to be negated by the 1 carbon. So carbon here would be 4. The point is, you assign it to oxygen first and then figure out what the other ones are in order to balance it. So this carbon is 4, Hydrogens, oh, the oxygen over here in water is still negative 2. That means hydrogen is plus 1 in order to balance it, right? Hydrogen can be either negative 1 or positive 1, depending on what it's combined with. If it's combined with a non-metal, like it is in methane, then it's, which is when it's going to be listed second, right? Just like it would be if it were an ionic compound, it would be the anion. Then it's negative 1. So that makes this carbon positive 4. Right, everyone see that? And everything is assigned now. Well, if every atom on the left side had the same oxidation number as that same atom on the right side, this would not be a redox reaction. But if atoms change their oxidation number, then it's a redox reaction. And one of those atoms, at least, is going to go up in oxidation number. One other, at least, is going to go down. Well, notice that hydrogen here that's part of methane goes from negative 1 to positive 1 when it's water on the product side. That's an increase, right? And therefore, that is being what? Reduced or oxidized? Oxidized, yes. If it goes up, it's being oxidized. If it goes down, it's being reduced, right? So the fuel, and that's true in any combustion reaction, the fuel is becoming oxidized. The fuel contains the hydrogen is going up in oxidation number, therefore it's the fuel is being oxidized. Oxygen, on the other hand, goes from 0 to negative 2 when it's part of water, so it's going down, right? Therefore, it's being reduced. So the oxygen, by receiving electrons, also receives protons. But the fact that it's receiving electrons makes it reduction. An electron and a proton is a hydrogen atom. That's why it turns into water. Okay, so when you have to do these on your own, just basically start with oxygen and hydrogen and figure everything else based on that. It's pretty simple once you do a few of them. Another confusing thing about the terminology, though, besides the fact that reduced means gain electrons, is that something in any redox reaction, something is being reduced, something is being oxidized. But the thing that is being reduced is becoming reduced because something else is giving up electrons to that thing, right? Therefore, the thing that is becoming reduced is often called the oxidizing agent because it oxidizes something else by taking on that electron. Does that make sense? And conversely, the thing that's being oxidized, which is losing an electron, it's able to lose an electron because something else is taking that electron on. Therefore, the thing that is being oxidized is often called the reducing agent. The reducing agent doesn't get reduced. It reduces something else, and in the process, gets oxidized itself. All right? So, until you get used to this, the terminology can be confusing, and the assigning of oxidation numbers can be confusing. Just don't forget, when you assign these numbers, to multiply by whatever subscript is in the molecular formula, because it's on the negative 1 of hydrogen is per atom. If there's 2 hydrogens, that means it's a total of negative 2 that needs to be counteracted by the other atom. Now, the spectrophotometers, there's only one spectrophotometer, never mind, it's already on, it needs to warm up. If you've never used a spectrophotometer, it's not hard at all, but ask me if you have any questions, and make sure that you're using it correctly. If you don't know for sure, ask me, because you need to give me an absorbance as part of your report for next week, and therefore I want to make sure you're writing down the right number, have it set up correctly. The rest of it, though, just obey things to the letter. Follow instructions carefully, especially about not contaminating the solutions. So you'll notice in the procedure a couple times it tells you not to put your transfer pipette down into the tube. Keep it above the surface so that the tip of the transfer pipette doesn't touch anything. That's the way you'll contaminate stuff. Stuff in the hood needs to stay in the hood, just as written. And so I'll just leave you alone and see how well you do.